CFRU had their finger sort of on the pulse of a lot of new artists and a lot of there were a lot of interviews. I think if you remember, Bonnie, we always seemed to have an option to interview whoever came to the campus on the concert series, which was really neat. The fact that there was a production studio once we moved to the UC, people were starting to record programming and do some editing and actually put together varied content. It wasn't just people spinning records and doing news. And that was all sort of the progression toward where it ended up when it got its FM license. I don't know. I mean, it just seemed like when you start at 72 and you finish in 79, you just, without even noticing it, the little growths, the little strides forward are incremental. And it's like watching a child grow. You don't see the difference, but somebody who hasn't seen the kid in 5 years goes, "Holy wow, look at how big he is now." And I suppose that's what made CFRU, or at least what I've noticed, is that the confidence, the level of I want to say professionalism, but it's not really. Yeah. Do you remember Hank Davis?
Yes.
Was he the head of the board of directors at the time? Because I know he was working so hard with Ian and other people to get the FM license right almost from the get-go in 72 for me. Well, there was that commitment from the board of directors that helped. And it was behind the scenes stuff that, because we were living it, we didn't honestly see. But there was that behind the scenes stuff that sort of set in places the parameters of what one needed to do to get an FM license.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because Ian would talk about that occasionally,
Yeah.
what we needed to do. And that's one thing that Ian was good at, trying to make sure that we crossed the T's and dotted the I's so that we could get, move forward and actually become a legitimate radio station.
Yeah. Yeah, kudos to Ian. He has been an absolute fantastic influence on that station, the heart of the station, really, in so many ways.